The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Sperm whales mostly dine on giant squid and other creatures of the deep, pursuing them with the most powerful natural sonar known. The sexes lead very different lives in sperm whales. Males leave their mothers to form ephemeral bachelor groups or to live alone, while females can develop complex societies with multiple levels of organization. At the most basic level of these societies are nearly permanent units of about 10 females that care for and suckle each other's progeny and defend their companions from attack. In the Pacific, units of females often temporarily gather with other units of the same clan, groups composed of thousands of females that share distinct patterns of vocal cliques known as codas. On the other hand, in the Atlantic, there's no evidence of these clans, with units of females rarely grouping with others. These differences are likely due to threats from killer whales. Of the 10 known attacks on sperm whales by killer whales, none took place in the North Atlantic, while 6 took place in the East Pacific.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.